We were in there this morning. There was no indication that it has been evacuated or it's in any danger.
Okay, that's good. Now, you were here early this morning. What was the scene like?
There were a lot more fire trucks, police activity going on because there were no cranes or anything. They were just kind of roping it off, making sure there was, everyone was out of danger at that point. That was around 1 a.m. this morning. So,
were you in your studio yesterday when this all happened?
No, we weren't.
You weren't?
No.
Okay. I've heard a lot of complaints from people who live along this street and live in the neighborhood that this has been a problem where the street hasn't been stable. Have you had that experience and just, you know, your own experience?
As a stay-at-home dad during the day, we come down here for shoots and do a little bit of work. And after work, we come out and wait for the stand on the fence, wait for the train to come out of the tunnel, because for two five-year-olds, it's the most exciting thing in the world. I would always make a mental note that the sidewalk was really bowed, and the owner of the building and I at one point last week had said all it's going to take is a good rainstorm or something, and that wall's just going to completely sink and take the cars with it. And sure enough, 4 days later,
you guys were lucky you weren't looking at the trains yesterday.
Yep. I used to park there from time to time as well.
Okay, and there's been no damage. You can go back to your studio if necessary. I mean,
I went in last night to make sure everything was okay. I went in this morning again. Everything's okay. So.